Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. While they were eating, Jesus took bread after blessing them and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, now this is Matthew 26, take and eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's house. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The writer of Ecclesiastes mentions that there is a time for everything. And as we have examined the troubling times of the Passion over the past month, we've seen times of sorrow, of sleep, betrayal, and death. Today's text takes us back in time, back to the night Jesus was betrayed and the institution of the Lord's Supper. As the disciples were celebrating the Passover, Jesus instituted a new kind of eating in the Lord's Supper, even though his presence of his enemies was getting even closer. Psalm 23 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In this new covenant, Jesus was declaring to the disciples the covenant that he had made with his Father, and that he, God's Son, would sacrificially offer himself, pour out his blood to die for the sins of the world. As the disciples ate this new supper of Jesus' body and blood under the bread and wine, they would forever be reminded of the new covenant that Jesus had made. This was God's covenant with himself and promise to the believer. When they ate and drank Jesus' body and blood, it would simply remind them of the sacrifice made to spare them all from hell, which we all deserved. This is the main focus of the Lord's Supper, to kind of point back, okay, back to the sacrifice of Christ some 2,000 years ago. As we eat and drink the Lord's Supper, God wants you to remember that night. When you take the Lord's Supper in faith, Jesus really did shed his body and blood for you. It will strengthen you as you know Jesus died for you. The main focus of the Lord's Supper is to point back to the sacrifice. However, eating this sacrifice, this communion, we receive the benefits of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Tonight, as we examine these troubling times of passion, I want to take this text one step further. Beyond the time period of the past and the constant present, and look to the distant future, it's the last part of this verse that we don't often think about, which points us actually to the future. Jesus said, I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus points forward to that day. And it's obvious as he connects this day with the Father's kingdom that he is referring to the future day of judgment. Jesus had made mention of this day in the Father's kingdom at other times in his ministry with the disciples. So notice how Jesus wanted his disciples to think about the glory of this future kingdom of his Father. So Jesus here also has a future promise attached to the end of his institution of the Lord's Supper, wanted the disciples to be reminded about the future meal they would eat with Jesus in heaven. He wanted the eating and drinking of his body and blood to help them look forward to Judgment Day, where they will enjoy eternal life. What a difference this meal is. You know, it has in mind eternity. And here we have the Lord's Supper as an appetizer of heaven. The forgiveness you feel, the love you are shown, and your eyes of faith are connected to the cross. All these are just a glimpse of what you will have in heaven. The Lord's Supper opens up heaven itself and exposes us to the pure mercy and forgiveness of God in Christ. It is meant to promise us an eternity of riches with God. Imagine how much better it will be for us to actually drink and eat face to face with Jesus in heaven. And I put that down as a wow, that's a good one, right? Remember, as you take the Lord's Supper, that Jesus died for you, shed his body and blood for you. This is God's covenant with you, his promise to you through faith. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.